Now in the studio, Balls is here. Balls is going to do comedy next week at the Penthouse Club on Friday. The Penthouse Club just tweeted they're very excited about your debut.
Oh, man.
Yep. Now they know. Sorry, Balls. I have your mic off. There you go.
It's all right.
Yeah. So
I can't see the tweet because my Twitter is suspended.
What happened? Talk into the microphone so I can hear you. You say something bad to somebody?
Probably.
Nobody ever. People say mean things to me all the time. Nobody ever gets suspended. How did you get suspended?
Bro, I have no idea. I got no warning for it. But if I go to like something,
I'm
like,
fat. I have moles. I cheat on my wife. I have warts on my penis. Yeah. I got all these things that people say to me.
It's a rough life.
I know. I read about it. I'm like, man, I'm a terrible person.
You gotta really isolate that clip.
I know. But nobody ever gets suspended for me.
Bro, I don't know, but it says right here, we determined you violated Twitter terms of service, whatever, and I have 5 days and 3 hours before I can actually use my Twitter again. And where it came from, I have no idea. I think it was one jerk off that did it, but whatever. People are just haters, bro.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. I'm not worried about it, but Balls, Penthouse Club's excited for your big comedy debut.
Is Maria still over there?
Of course.
Cool. Yeah.
I think.
She's a sweetheart.
Is she?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Really? She's always been super nice to me.
I'm just kidding. She's awesome. Yeah. She's the absolute best. Now, Miller's coming. That'll be fun. Miller, you can see him at Sidesplitters tonight.
Yeah, we got Eric Griffin all weekend and then Last Comic Stranded. If you're coming on the Celtic Cruise, you want to come to the show, you get to help choose who's going to be your entertainer.
Now, when is that? That's tomorrow night.
Saturday night, 10:30. Yeah, man.
Maybe I'll come. Maybe that's when I do my spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that show them how it's done.
Man,
you
want to compete?
Is that lingo? Spot? You can do a spot?
You can do a spot, yeah.
I got a gig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what do you say? What do you call?
I got a spot.
Got a spot.
Well,
yeah.
If you're doing a spot, but then I got a show.
Yeah.
I don't have a show.
I only have a spot.
You only got a spot.
Right.
Yeah.
Like today, I have a show.
This is
you're
your show.
You're just sitting in.
I got a spot.
See? I respect it.
Yeah.
I only want a spot.
I got lingo.
Are you there all the time? Like, do you do like a weekly show or?
I'm there once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A year? You're there more than that.
What, doing full weeks with somebody? No. Like, I'll come in.
Oh, wow.
I'll come in every once in a while, like, if they need to
do a spot. Out.
I'll do a spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a spot, like, once a month or something like that.
Why don't we go hit up an open mic after the show?
Do a little afternoon.
Let's pop up in a Starbucks somewhere.
Of course. I got a mic in the car. We'll just set it up. Let's go down. It'll be beautiful.
Do you travel with equipment? You bring your own mic?
No. Wouldn't that be the worst? Some comics do, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like a mic and an amp?
Which I get. I did a show in Johnson City, Tennessee, and there was no mic. There was no PA. There's like 50, only like 50.
There's no show.
Yeah.
There's no show.
Yes, yeah, so you're just yelling the whole time.
No.
And then, so it was a Friday, Saturday show, and then I come back Saturday. I'm like, hey, did you guys get the PA fixed? And the manager goes,
Oh, I forgot. Damn it.
Like, how do you forget?
It's
the only thing you need to have.
Yeah.
You don't even need a stage.
They were doing karaoke at the Paddy Wagon right before I went to Texas, and I grabbed the mic, and the guy was like, yeah, man, good. Do whatever you want to do. It lasted about a minute, and he muted me and grabbed the mic out of
what?
Hand.
Singing or comedy?
I was just talking smack up there. I was just messing around, and he grabbed the mic. He's like, yeah, you're done for tonight.
Little preview of what you can see next Friday night at the Penthouse Club.
Yeah. Do you ever sing karaoke?
I'll sing karaoke.
What do you sing?
Anything. Any good song.
I don't know. What's your go-to song?
My go-to song,
I don't know what you like.
There's quite a few of them.
All right, we'll get us one of them.
Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton.
Tears in Heaven.
No.
Layla.
Layla?
Layla, yeah. I'm probably going to slaughter this right now because I'm half in the bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll see him Friday night out at the Penthouse Club doing comedy. But right now, here's your friend Balls singing Layla.
I need to see the lyrics, though.
No, you don't. You can do this.
If it's your go-to, you don't need lyrics.
Try it.
Layla, you got me on my knees, Layla. Begging, darling, please, Layla.
By the way, you're not supposed to be singing right now.
All right, well, see, I screwed this up, Galvin.
No,
I can't
worry,
see
here
the
we
words
go. Ladies
there.
And gentlemen.
I can't see the words.
Balls. What will you do?
Nope. He's attempting to read the lyrics off of Galvin's screen. He's now plugged his own headphones. He has sunglasses on.
Yeah, you're terrible.
I told you. I'm going to slaughter. And my headphones ripped out.
I liked it better before when you just started singing over the intro.
Right.
You were like this quiet, Layla.
Nice and romantic.
When's the last time you had sex with a woman?
Me?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
No, come on.
Bro, I'm in love. You don't know this?
Who are you in love with?
A super awesome, attractive chick that treats me like gold. I'll show you pictures of her.
Why? Why does she treat you like gold?
How are her eyebrows?
Her eyebrows are phenomenal, man. I'm not even messing around.
I'm going to tell you to get in the garage soon.
No, seriously.
Who is this girl? What's her name?
I can't say her name on air.
Let's see a picture.
Her name is Samantha. Here, I'll show you a picture of her.
Okay, and how do you meet her?
Actually, she's a listener, and she hit me up on Twitter.
Shut up. Why are you getting laid with listeners we don't?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. But I'm just being upfront with you.
I'm going to look at the picture. You guys see if you can tell good or bad from my reaction.
Okay. That's really fun. All right.
Hold on. Give me a second. I got to go through the text messages.
How long have you been dating her?
We've been doing it about...
They've been doing it.
17?
He kidnapped her 2 weeks ago.
Parents are out of town. We're going to totally do it.
I was in Texas for 3 weeks. Uh-huh. So we met up about 2 weeks before I went to Texas. And I was in Texas for 3 weeks, so...
I have no idea when you were in Texas, man. Why would I know when you were in Texas?
Well, I'm trying...
2 weeks before I was in Texas. Oh, okay, thanks.
I just got back from Texas on Friday, bro. Right, so relax over there. Right? I'm trying to show you pictures here.
So you've been with her for about 3 weeks and you love her?
Yeah, I mean, bro, she's phenomenal. She gives the best.
Right. We know.
When you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Sure. Like, yo, she's there's an issue though because she is married. I'm not even kidding. My headphones just broke again.
I love it.
She is married. She is married. Also is a dude. But other than that,
she's real pretty.
Here, Gavin. Here.
She's a pretty dude.
Look, right, this is her, Gavin.
Let's look by Gavin. Galvin gave the.
I'm telling you.
He had to call Galvin's face. He said,
Let
me throw that over. Let me see. Let me get a close up. Just throw it. I got it.
Oh, that was right in your hand.
I just. Okay. All right.
Great.
You got any naked pictures?
Yes, I do. Throw my phone back.
Well, hold on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got nice boobs.
Yep.
And a nice butt.
You're going to see a D pic in there in a second. And
no, I'm not.
Keep
hers?
Whose D pic is that?
That's my D pic. And
you got some girth to your balls.
In her mouth. Yeah. I'm about to climb over this table and get my phone back.
I got to tell you, she's got nice areolas.
Mm-hmm. Bro, she's beautiful. She's perfect. She's got a great heart. And she's just going through some rough thing. Hey, her husband doesn't take care of her. And
Balls does.
Yeah, I do. You're goddamn right.
Would you kill yourself if you found out this guy
was banging your wife?
Oh, yes, man.
Balls, I got to tell you.
What's up?
I'm looking at her butt now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even more impressed.
I'm telling you, bro.
Has she talked about leaving her husband?
They're going through some things.
Has she talked about which member of the show she'd like to have sex with?
Yeah, me. But no.
Does she call you Mike while you guys are out?
She calls me Daddy.
Yeah?
Yeah. She does?
She does.
Gross.
Yeah.
That is pretty gross.
Yeah. It is. I love it. She
you're a lot grosser if you called her Mommy.
What happened with you and Bonnie?
Can I have my phone back? Stop it.
I need to know these things.
She's another listener that hit me up.
How are listeners hitting you up?
Because I met her at one of your shows.
I have a question.
The Pitbull Tyler show.
You ever ask yourself, who took this?
Yeah, her self-timer.
In the shower?
Yes.
That's skills.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for this because she's listening right now.
Listen, what's your name? Samantha?
Bro, don't say her name.
I don't think that's your real name. I'm not going to say
her name. Her name is Samantha. No. Her name is Samantha.
Balls?
Don't say her name. Her name is Samantha.
It is. You are correct. Samantha.
Just don't say the
name. Name is Robert Paulson.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to say a word. I do not want to ruin this deal for you.
Please don't.
But I will tell you.
I'm very happy with her, and she treats me very well, and it's been a long time since I actually had a relationship with a woman.
Whoa, what do you got there?
Go ahead.
Oh.
What?
I'm telling you, you're going to see bad pictures. Side.
No, I was looking at a picture of her.
Yeah.
Wow. That's quite the axe wound.
Whoa.
Is she separated from her husband?
No.
Is she talking about it?
Of course.
He kind of found out the deal yesterday.
Oh man.
He did. He kind of found out the deal.
Does he know it's you?
No. No. She's very inconspicuous with things.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is what it is.
Have you banged her in their bed?
No, and I had the option to, and I said I can never go into another
gentleman.
Man's house and do that.
Yeah, you're a gentleman.
No, I'm dead serious.
Absolutely.
Listen,
Gentleballs.
Listen,
man's got a code of ethics. And I
do have a code, and all right, there's a few things that I won't do, and that's one of them. I will not go into another man's house.
Sure,
right.
Respectful.
I just can't do that.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
I can't do that.
So it's at a dumpster behind a Taco Bell in Pinellas Park. That's where we meet.
So did she find out about you? Did he find out about you?
No. He found.
You say that word, balls.
I didn't.
You said I'm going to get so much S for this.
No, I said I'm going to.
All right. Well, let's not say it again.
Sorry. Okay. My bad. She was supposed to be working yesterday, and we're talking about Wednesday now. Wednesday, she was supposed to be working. She didn't go to work. It was our day, so we went over Anna Maria Island. We had brunch. We wined and dined there.
Brunch with balls. Bro.
We wined and dined, you know, all day long, got trashed.
You know what comes after that.
And she was supposed to go home, you know, at her regular after her regular work hours. So what happened being her husband out of nowhere went to her job and found out she wasn't there.
Oh man.
Yep.
He wanted to surprise her for lunch.
Right, something like that. Yeah.
He probably had flowers.
And she was like, "It's not what you think. I was banging an alcoholic."
But at the point that the, you know, at this point, she was trashed. So it's like not like she could go home anyway. So she ended up staying over for the night.
Well,
okay,
that's good.
And then yesterday she was supposed to go to work in the morning. And she was dealing with all this drama with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So me being the gentleman that I am, I said, look, here, take a half of Xanax.
Okay? You're like a Bill Cosby, gentlemen.
I'm telling you, I kind of want you in my life.
Your name is Balls Cosby.
Listen. So I said, look, here, have a half of Xanax. We're going to go back to Anna Maria Island. We're going to have a nice brunch. Okay.
Uh-huh. We're going to repeat the mistakes we made yesterday.
I didn't make no mistakes, bro.
Okay. I'm saying you did.
All right. We're going to have some mimosas, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got back to my house probably about 11:30, 12. Had amazing sex. I passed out. And I woke up and she gave me a kiss and said, look, baby, I got to go. And I said, okay, I'll talk to you soon. And there you go.
Beautiful love story.
It is.
What?
She went home and got murdered.
No. She's alive. She's alive. I talked to her this morning. She's alive.
Talked to her via text, or do you actually talk to her on the phone?
Both.
Yeah. It's her husband texting you. He's setting you up. You're dead.
Yeah.
Do they have kids or?
No. The one kid is grown and the other one is 10, and that's I honestly genuinely feel bad because. You know, I'm not trying to break up a household. All jokes aside, all kidding aside, I'm not trying to, you know, have a kid see his mom and father get separated, okay?
Over you.
Exactly. Like, and I've told her, like...
Hey, I'm new daddy.
Balls is your daddy. So,
brother.
But I really don't want to see that happen, and I'm taking it day by day here, whatever happens.
Did he ever cheat on her?
He actually has, yes. And you know,
even that doesn't deserve this.
I know.
Deserve what? I'm not a bad guy, bro.
Kid.
I'm not a bad guy.
No.
Hey, kid, why don't you call me daddy? Your mom does.
I'm not a bad dude, but yeah, I would never be able to take on, you know, a 10-year-old kid. I would never be able to do that. Mike, can I have my phone back over there? Like, what is going on?
I'm trying to figure out. I need to know all the details here.
Well, you're seeing them, so
I am. You guys say you love each other yet?
Of course.
Oh my god, how
bro!
Long
I'm
have you
in
been?
Love with her.
Doesn't
I'm in love with
quick?
Her.
Like
Isn't I,
that quick?
I sure. Bro, listen, I'm a maniac, okay?
When you have a limited amount of time to live, Miller, it's good to get it all out.
Right.
Balls doesn't have ass anyway.
I live for the day. Yeah. I live for the day, you know? I don't know if I'm going to be here tomorrow, so
fair
I just
enough.
Enjoy every day that I can and every minute on this earth, you know
fair
what
enough.
I mean? And that's just okay. me, and, you know, that's how I am.
I'm checking my Twitter. I just heard a rumor that you might have got her pregnant.
No, I can guarantee that didn't happen.
Well, you sure? Start that rumor?
I'm positive.
On Twitter?
Yeah, you want to start it? I'm positive.
By the way, are you concerned at all that her husband listens to the show and now
knows? No, I know he doesn't. I know he doesn't. He's actually very anti 102.5 The Bone, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
Yep.
And good for you.
Yeah. So right. I'm not really worried about it. And
just I about mean, the kid's well-being.
Honestly, yeah, that's totally. Honestly, if it wasn't for the kid, I would be like, dude, I would. Thank you. Thank you, Spanish. If it wasn't for the kid, you know, I'll just be like, yo, F this dude, you're coming with me. But I do actually care about the kid, so.
And you're in love with her?
I feel like it.
Do you see a future for yourself?
It depends, like, what happens with her, you know? Like, she's older than me. She's 44.
Will you be mad when her husband kills her?
That was actually a worry of mine. Like, you know, like someone like murder, OJ? Suicide, or something like that. No, seriously, that was a worry of mine yesterday when she went home, because people are crazy nowadays, and love can make you do crazy things. But then again,
you're like
laughing.
Dr. Phil.
I am laughing.
I know.
I am.
But like, he cheated on her before. He was a douche.
Three times.
Yeah, he was a. Oh, you read that? You read that in the text?
No, you said that, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Right, well, I might have. But yeah, like he treated her bad, and you know if.
And you show up night on the white horse.
Definitely not a night on a white horse. But
the horse is suffocating.
That's a lesson. That's a lesson to be learned, guys. You treat your wife bad, balls will treat her good.
I will take care of your wife, and you know I will do the best that I can to make her happy.
Mm.
Will you be upset when she wakes up from this terrible alcohol haze and kills herself?
I can't believe I ruined my marriage. The balls.
Shit.
I need another one of those Xanax, please, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Well, Ball, I got to tell you, I'm happy for your happiness. She's an attractive lady. She's got fantastic boobs.
I know.
And enjoy them.
Thank you. I'm trying to, my brother.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.